Hey guys, welcome back to another installment of the Overnight Rewind. I do apologize for the quick hiatus. However, it's just been a really slow kind of week of news. There wasn't a lot to report that you guys don't already know, because I know you guys are out there working it and you're doing it. So, I don't know. Maybe get out there and make some metal of your own and we'll report it. How about that? Anyway, we do have like four quick pieces for you guys tonight. We are a week out from Halloween, so I hate to do it, but here we are. It is one of my favorite, corniest horror movie franchises, but you guys like Saw? So, new headline, and this is from wearethepit.com. Actor Tobin Bell, best known for his role as Jigsaw, will be in the new Saw movie. A new Saw movie coming out next year, and actor Tobin Bell, best known for his roles as Jigsaw, will be in the film. I don't know about you guys, if you're fans of the franchise, this dude died like at least a couple times. So we'll see what shakes out. Maybe he didn't really die. I don't know if that's a spoiler. Movie's not out yet, but we'll see. All right. Case closed. Saw. Done. All right. Number two. So, I know we're a little Slipknot heavy, but they're in the news a lot right now. So, we got to do it. Corey Taylor, absolutely, definitely, undisputedly, neither confirm nor deny. Slipknot are playing Download 2023. Quote, that'll get people pissed off, says Corey Taylor, as he addresses rumors about Slipknot playing Download Festival next year. You guys ever seen that? You ever been? I don't know if that's a thing. But that is from loudersound.com. You can check that out. He goes kind of into detail about what that is. And there's a Q&A there with the audience, which is pretty cool. So, I don't know. Not to muddy the waters, but you can check that out for yourself at loudersound.com. Slipknot, case closed. Hopefully for the rest of this month. All right, so metaltalk.net. This one's cool. Kind of Halloweenish too, as far as the band name goes. Hollywood Vampires, the best bar band in the world. They hit UK in 2023. I've been to a couple bars in the UK. They got okay bars. But if you guys don't know who Hollywood Vampires are, but they're announcing their 2023 UK tour, and their band consists of Alice Cooper. You may have heard of him. Johnny Depp. Well, you may have heard of him most recently. Joe Perry. You probably know him. And Tommy Hendrickson. And they're going to bring you their best bar band in the world to Europe, with six dates set in the UK starting in July. Tickets go on sale Friday, 20 October 2022 at 10 a.m. So that is 3 days from right now. So if you guys are going to be in the UK, shout out UK listeners. We did go international the other day, but not UK. We're kind of the other way, but a milestone nonetheless. But yeah, if you guys want to check that out, that's at metaltalk.net. All right, last thing we got. This one I thought was pretty cool. There's been a lot of small things coming out. Like, I don't really want to tease it, but like, so one of the producers in their career, like Rick Rubin, he's kind of been in the news lately just about some stuff that in his past that was coming out about different bands. And there's been some picks and stuff. But so, Metalsucks.net. So you guys System of a Down fans, anybody? I know I am. Haven't heard anything from them for a long time. No idea why. You can dig into that on your own in your free time. But System of a Down's Serge Tankian teases an announcement for, quote, something next year, end quote. So, yeah, I guess they got some new tracks and stuff that they've recorded recently. But during an interview with Kyle Meredith, Tankian was asked if there were any plans for System of a Down in the near future. Though he remained cagey about the prospect, he still announced the question. End quote. And then quote again. As of now, we haven't talked about anything. We'll be making an announcement about something next year that I can't really tell you about. So, there it is. But further than that, I can't really say. End quote. Well, that's not a no. So, you guys can check that full interview out. It's actually kind of long. And it's like a FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. But that's with Kyle Meredith, and that's on metalsucks.net. So that's the news for the night. I think that's a wrap. So at least it was kind of fresh coffee, I guess, considering what we had to work with. Yeah, with that said, fresh coffee, fresh bagels, fresh metal news. See you guys tomorrow. Oh, hey, also don't forget, free show coming up Thursday. That's going to be the 27th. So it's in like a couple days. If you guys have any listener mail, anything you want to ask about the news, or if you want to drop us a line about the news, if you guys like it, if you don't like it, that would be great. Feedback is awesome, positive or negative. But if you have anything to say or ask about any kind of metal stuff or something that we want to cover, but I will say Patreon members do get first dibs on those listener mails. So if you want to be first dibs on it, there's a bunch of different tiers you can check out. You can get in as little as $3 a month, and that's patreon.com/the Rock Rewind Review. And this is the Overnight Rewind. And yeah, that's a wrap, guys. We're going to see you tomorrow. Have a good night.